You know, flying commercial airlines, well, it isn't as much fun as it used to be. A lot of people who have to fly seem to agree with that. There are overbooked flights, and there's long lines at security, and canceled flights, and crowded flights, and equipment problems, and all kinds of frustrating delays. If you don't like something about the way the airline is performing, guess who usually gets all the grief? I've seen it happen at the airport over and over again. That poor ticket agent. See, the ticket agent usually has nothing to do with causing the problem, but you can go to almost any airport, go to some desk and find an agent being besieged by people yelling and waving their arms and using various forms of unpleasant language. I want to say, hey man, don't blame the agent. Take your complaints to someone in charge. The representative isn't the issue. You got to deal with the person in charge. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about the way to miss Jesus. All right, our word for today from the Word of God. It comes from Matthew chapter 16, beginning at verse 13. Jesus asked his disciples, who do people say the Son of Man is? They replied, well, some say John the Baptist, and others say Elijah. Still others say Jeremiah or one of the prophets. But what about you, he asked. Who do you say I am? Then Peter replied, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now Jesus says here the issue is, who do you say I am? See, the issue is me, Jesus says. Well, the issue is still Jesus. The disciples kind of give the answer in the local Gallup poll. 35% say you're John the Baptist, 22% say you are Elijah. Well, finally, Jesus closes in and says, who do you say I am? That's the real issue. A lot of people are dealing with the representative of Jesus rather than dealing with the boss. Jim is the son of some friends of ours, and they said he's really been wandering from the Lord, and he said to them the other day, what if I'd grown up in a different family? Maybe I'd be another religion. I'm not sure I believe any of this anymore. And I said, would you tell him that Jesus would still be who he claims he is, wherever he grew up? Let him know the issue isn't his parents' beliefs. It's a Savior who's been there for 2,000 years before his parents were born, before that church existed. Jesus is the issue. And he's saying, who do you say I am? Some other friends came to us about their son, and he had said to them, I don't know if I believe it anymore. And I said, well, don't let him get away with that. The it in Christianity is a him. It's Jesus. Don't look at Christians. Don't look at the church. Don't look at Christian leaders or your background or your friends. They're just his representatives. Jesus is the issue. He said, follow me. The only reason not to be with Jesus is something about Jesus. Listen, don't let people become the issue. Don't let religion become the issue. Go back 2,000 years before all these things existed, and there on the middle cross is the Son of God paying the price for every sin you've ever committed. If you're rejecting Christianity or you're rebelling in some way, don't deal with smoke screens. It's God's Son who gave his life for you, who blew the doors off death when he walked out of his grave. He is the issue, not his representatives, not his agent. Go to the person in charge. The issue is Jesus. This day, in spite of a back you may have had turned to him for many years, he's waiting for you with open arms to welcome you into his love that he expressed and proved when he died on the cross for you. I want you to know Jesus, not his religion, but Jesus. If you want to finally belong to him, I'd love to point you in that direction. I think it could help if you check out our website, anewstory.com. That's anewstory.com. And find for yourself this Jesus who's been transforming lives for 2,000 years, who walked out of his grave so he could walk into your life today.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.